T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Jake Ferguson's coming up at 5:35. You'll get the G-Bag of the Day after that. And then LA Live coming up at 6. Okay, here's Chief with football's finest.
I want to start with an apology. My teammate's lack of integrity has canceled GTS. Guess that spread for the foreseeable future.
Lazy-ass so idea from you anyway.
Sorry to the Tolos, who obviously huddle around.
What's your transistor radio?
What do you think the spread is tonight?
Just the lack of integrity.
Yes, that spread.
That's all it is. Maybe you guys could ask me the question and I can guess it.
What do you think the spread is? Ravens, Dolphins.
Dolphins are at home. Lamar Jackson dominates the Dolphins. Give me Ravens by 1.5.
8.5.
Brian?
Let's go 9.
7.5.
7.5.
Hang on.
I didn't have time to look it up. What are you doing over there?
Look at it. We're back, baby.
Nice work.
We're back.
Nice work. All right. So,
how about this one, Eric?
Okay.
Texas Vanderbilt. Horns at home. Guess that's Brad.
The look ahead line before the season was Texas by like 20. It's now down to 2.5, old Chuck.
3.5 for the Horns.
Oh, 3.5.
Probably should cheat, Eric. Probably help you a little bit.
I'm just here to play the game with integrity.
Integrity Farms.
Integrity.
Go ahead. Ask me a brain buster if you got the balls.
Texas Tech at Kansas State. Guess that spread.
Tech by 9.5.
Ooh, 7.5.
Well, you're terrible at this game.
Maybe you should cheat. No wonder you asked us the questions,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I was trying to get
you're embarrassed
trying
to answer.
Check y'all's knowledge. I knew mine wasn't good.
Smelly man, bro. Yeah.
All right. We do have some weekly awards that we will address momentarily.
Will we?
But did you guys see what the Packers are going to be wearing this weekend?
We got some throwbacks from the 30s or something.
Are they wearing their
the brown
blue
pants?
Gold? Blue and gold?
They're wearing the uniforms with a helmet that is a
leather helmet?
Fake leather helmet. Yeah,
Illinois did this.
The actual helmet is painted to look like the old school leather helmets.
Go Google Illinois. Illinois did it 2 years ago, and it is amazing. I think the helmets take like 2 hours to paint. I think this is not an easy project to pull off.
Never is.
No,
but Illinois did it, and I watched the film of the game, and it was crazy how realistic it looked. But the Illini have done this. They wore like their leather helmet look with like these blue jerseys. It was really a neat look.
Well, everybody was wondering what was going to happen with Romeo Doubs. Who is
he's notable for
wearing the Guardian cap.
He got the Guardian cap.
Right.
But they made a specialized one for him and any other Packers player to wear it that looks like the brown old school leather helmet. So he will be rocking that.
So there's no logo on the helmet.
No, it's just painted on as a leather looking helmet.
The helmets are beautiful. They really are. Yeah.
Well, apparently there's a report, too, from USA Today that I was reading. The Guardian caps, for as much as they were talked about helping the concussions,
haven't helped
at this point. It's just like it's totally uncertain.
a wash.
It's a 50-50. They've chalked it up to uncertain whether or not it helps at all.
All right, Saints at the Rams. Guess that spread.
Oh, this is the Shuck boy making his first start.
Yeah, he is.
Just shuck it.
He's getting ready for this.
This has got to be Rams by 10.5.
If I told you it's the biggest spread of the week.
Okay, I would
it's
say.
It's the biggest spread of the week.
Rams by 12.5.
No, the biggest spread is you.
You think my spread's the biggest?
You talked about it.
You got a pretty big spread.
I've been practicing my spreads. I know Lucius appreciates it. 13.5.
Okay, I was right there.
You were right there.
Right there knocking on the door.
I won't interrupt you again.
Go ahead and clarify what you're talking about when you say practicing your spread. Lucius appreciates it. You know? I don't know why they just sliding through the station and be like, what are you hearing about that, Lucius?
Watch the spread.
We got some freaky stuff going on there.
Okay, so we would like to congratulate. This hurts a little bit. Actually, both Player of the Weeks hurt, or Player of the Month, NFC Defensive
Player
of the Month.
It's every week. It's a trend.
Oh, NFC
like the FedEx Ground Player of the Week or whatever.
Micah is the NFC Player of the Month. Who do you guys, who would you guess to be the NFL Rookie of the Week?
The Rookie of the Week.
Mr. 8 touches, 3 touchdowns.
Ted'Ron McMillan?
RJ Harvey after playing the Dallas Cowboys.
It's every week somebody's winning these awards.
He had 8 touches. I don't even think I totally realized that.
He had a 40-yard touchdown run.
And 3 touchdowns. Yeah, almost every other time he touched the ball, he found pay dirt.
I told you that kid was going to be good.
40-yard TD run, 1-yard TD run, and then 5-yard TD reception. So he's continuing to get it done.
Florida, right?
Yeah. Anytime he can play the Cowboys, man, it's a get-right game. That's why everybody in their mom knew that Kyler Murray, I don't know how banged up he might be on Monday night. He's playing.
Prize picks.
It's an opportunity for him.
Yes. Going against the Cowboys defense, bro. Prize pick. Hit that over.
Hit the more. Kyler, Bam Knight, Marvin Harrison Jr. definitely hit the more on Trey McBride.
Hit the way over.
Street's got to eat, bro. Yep.
Is there a way over button?
That's what I'm saying.
But at home, the good thing is the more is going to work for the Cowboys offense, too.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be another 40-37 situation.
Hopefully.
You just hope that you come out on top. By the way, speaking of Micah Parsons, apparently Aaron Rodgers was talking to Micah during the game on Sunday night about Micah purchasing Aaron Rodgers' old house in Green Bay.
Okay.
And then Micah was like, yeah, I'm definitely considering it, but also apparently his teammate Tucker Kraft is considering buying Aaron Rodgers' old house. And Mike is like, you know, I don't really need it yet because he's still here or there by himself at the moment. But that's the way you do it. Somebody gets traded. Hey, I'll take your crib.
He can have my old house over there off Cormier.
I think they have like a there's a
I paid $74,000.
Did you go visit it ever? Just to see?
I've gone by it a couple of times. Yeah, man.
Good memories, man.
$74,000 for four bedroom, 2.5 bath, upstairs, downstairs, finished basement. 74.
That's a crib right there.
That was awesome.
But Aaron Rodgers has like a dark room thing where you can.
Yeah, I think this is at the country club.
He's got a ball tripper room and everything like that.
Ball tripper room.
Ayahuasca trees in the backyard.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, dude, it's a one stop shop.
If you want some bark,
okay. If you want some bark. Gosh, how bad does Terry Bradshaw look after saying that? And he's just saying some of the dumbest things we've ever heard.
He's having an issue.
That was the beginning of the end, I fear.
I get to that point, guys. Just kind of move on for me, please.
I don't think
I'm close. I'm close.
You are. Yeah, you're not. Close. You're knocking on the door.
You are.
Knocking on the door.
Knocking on that door.
It's one of my favorite things.
Knocking on heaven's door.
Whenever we're on remote and you can hear Broadus breathing into the microphone and people are like, who's breathing? Who's breathing? I'm like, hey, it's like a nice reminder that he's still with us.
Yeah.
You know, like, we settle like down. To hear it. This is good.
I can't help it sometimes.
All right. Your football quotables of the day. We remain with the Packers. Head coach Matt LaFleur talking about the kicker, Brandon McManus, who's dealing with a quad injury.
Yeah, it's McManus.
Give us another one of those ones.
Is it really McManus? No,
it's McManus. Okay. No, it is McManus.
It's McManus. What are you doing over there?
That was an honest mistake.
No, it wasn't.
You just read it.
No, it wasn't.
Read the word.
It does not look like it's MCM.
McManus is crazy. That's substitute teacher style right there. McManus? That's me.
Lucius, you know
McManus,
better.
Get up to the front of the class.
McManus. That on the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Sorry, guys. We're not familiar with the names. McManus?
Do we have a McManus here today?
McManus, please.
Here.
Present. Help me.
That was an honest mistake, and I'm sorry to the McManus family.
Next thing you know, he's got a brother named Hugh.
Like you haven't watched NFL games the majority of your life.
No, and you're right. Never heard his name. I should have done that.
Bits are a funny thing, Brian.
Not with him.
So he's dealing with a quad issue, and
of course,
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said, quote, "He looked good. I didn't ask him how he felt. I don't talk to kickers. I would assume he feels okay." So Matt LaFleur
missed a couple kicks the other day.
682 said Brian's not as bad as those heifers in the morning with the nose breathing.
The heifers in the morning.
Slobby. Slobby.
When they go to those firehouses, man, it's just like, man.
Choppy.
Your next, Choppy, ask the question to Jerry. Yeah, yeah. Damn it, Choppy, you forgot.
You asked the same thing Bobby just asked. Question.
Pretty dramatic there, Nick.
Steve Smith has some harsh criticisms of Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman.
Oh, no. He's a nice kid.
He starts with, quote, "He ain't the guy."
Oh, no.
So that's how he just kicks off the proceedings.
He's a fun guy.
Then he notes that he cannot get separation, which I think our draft experts noted during the process.
Not really his thing, yeah.
Not his thing.
Can't get off the jam. Okay, so now we're three sentences and three critiques into this thing.
Big guy.
And then at the halfway point, he ribs him with it just doesn't have it. So ain't the guy, no separation, can't get off the jam, doesn't have it. And then he says, you can't teach a dog how to bark. You either got it or you don't.
Wow. I've heard my dog bark maybe three times. A blessing.
Do you really think you couldn't teach it? Like, you can teach a dog to do all these unbelievable things. You couldn't teach one to bark, which feels like a pretty innate instinct for a dog. You couldn't, like, tap into something there.
Did the dogs make fun of him?
You give a dog a treat for 3 days in a row after doing what it wants, it will do that for the rest of its life.
Yeah, I think you could get a dog to bark.
Yeah. Might not be able to teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, that's
maybe
a good
what
one.
He was going for.
Yeah, you got to capitalize
what's
on.
What's up with you and the dog barking bits now?
Hey, this is just Steve Smith. I'm just reporting football.
Are you howling
news.
On all fours again?
That's what I was wondering. Are we hearkening back? What are we doing?
I'm past that.
Page?
Boys, I've seen the light.
Have you turned the page yet on that one?
Those McGuffies were winking at you. That
he is a right. Sick puppy.
Yeah, they all are sick puppies. Holy Let's cleanse hell. The palate with a stat of the
person,
day.
I will say.
Can we make fun of Trent Dilfer for a second?
Yeah, please.
I couldn't believe it when I saw this. They're calling it the worst season of all time at the quarterback position. We take you back to 1995, where Trent Dilfer was quarterbacking the
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Competed against him there.
Farlam Cannon, farm!
He played all 16 games for the Bucs.
He was awful.
And he threw 4 touchdown passes.
Ouch. About like his Super Bowl winning season with the Ravens.
Pretty much. They were more worried about interceptions than touchdowns. Yeah. Just Trent, don't. Just
hand the ball off and let's play defense.
We'll punt on second down if we have to, Trent. Just don't fumble fart this thing away. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, but it's true.
That's crazy. True. 4 touchdowns over 16 games?
Yeah.
Holy bad.
Okay, and then your odds right now to be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft? Your Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson right now is the favorite.
I don't think
that'd be the
happen.
Jets, right?
I think this poor kid's going to be picked apart.
Is that what we're saying? The Jets got the first overall pick.
These Bama quarterbacks don't turn out to be good.
Last Bama quarterback they drafted. Oh, maybe it was Richard Todd. I don't know if they drafted Richard Todd. I was about to say Joe Namath, but I think they drafted Richard Todd.
Ooh,
talking about the Jets specifically?
Yeah, but wait a minute. Did they draft? The guy that's on TV? That's college football.
McElroy?
Greg McElroy.
I don't think they did, but you could be right.
I never know.
You could be right. They might have. I know they took Petty from Baylor. They took the Baylor kid.
Dawson. Jets, 208 overall, 7th rounder.
Greg McElroy?
7th round. Yeah. Recall, baby. Nice You're not job. Losing it. You still got your fastball. Ty might end up being good, but I will say I'm a little nervous about the Bama factory.
Well, it's Ty Simpson, then it's Fernando Mendoza, then it's Lenora Sellers still getting number one overall
Man,
pick.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's crazy.
He's been playing better.
Toolsy. Yeah.
He is toolsy, no question about it.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
You ever get on the elevator with this guy downstairs who breathes like that the entire ride, like just from the walk to the parking garage to here?
Who, me?
He's just kind of out of
gas. No, not you. Oh. It sounds like you.
I walk back with you.
Whew. Yeah, that guy, I'm like, bro, do I need to get the defibrillator out right now? You going to be good? You going to make it? Okay.
Clear.
We're coming back to hit the expressway. We're 20 minutes away from Jake Ferguson's show here on the Fan. We'll get you caught up on everything of note that's happened throughout your day, including some news from Cowboys practice. You can watch Jake on with us if you want to jump on YouTube, Twitch, or 105throughthefan.com, and we're back with more sports here. It's the G-Bag Nation. The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial-free to the top. Little bit of a different schedule here on a Thursday with the Jake Ferguson Show coming up here in about 12 minutes or so. You can watch us on 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Please like the video. Consider subscribing. Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube. And then after Jake Ferguson, we'll get your G-Bag of the Day. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll get you some LA Live. Okay, a little bit of an injury scare at Cowboys practice as DeMarvian Overshown had a sprained thumb, but he's not fine, but he was back at practice and probably get a little tape on it, maybe a little brace, but at least it's not broken.
Yeah.
No significant damage, kind of a dodge bullet there, but he did have to leave practice for a while and Cowboys Twitter was nervous. Okay, a lot of trade speculation still, and we have a couple of very interesting updates. Jory Epstein from Yahoo brought up the Packers as a team that should at least explore the possibility of trading for Trayvon Diggs. Wolchuk told you about this one earlier. She says, quote, Diggs' best friend Micah Parsons being there, his college position coach Derek Ansley, now Green Bay's defensive passing game coordinator and defensive backs coach, is there. Brian talked about that a couple of weeks ago. I remember when we first started talking about this, like you'd want to find somebody who was familiar with Trayvon Diggs and comfortable with him just to mitigate any concerns of, somebody not knowing and having to make an assessment from outside of the situation. Epstein says the Packers may be able to maximize Diggs in ways the Cowboys no longer can, quote, it was also mentioned teams seem to be really hunting for cornerback help. I think at this point, when it comes to Trayvon Diggs, you're not looking at really getting any draft compensation. It's just a way out of the contract, right? Like, it's not a situation where you could get a 3 or a 4 of anything of real trade value.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it's more than a day 3 pick, but who knows? Maybe somebody around the league does still value him pretty highly.
So you got the Packers, you got maybe the Commanders and Dan Quinn that have history. But yeah, like, I mean, we say it all the time. A lot of teams don't have two good corners. That applies to the Cowboys right now. And, you know, I mean, if you're seriously thinking about contending, you probably need three with all this 11.
How do you think Lucas Van Ness has played for them?
It's pretty good.
Has he been okay?
I think he's been okay.
Yeah. Would you trade him for Lucas Van Ness?
Absolutely.
Diggs?
Yeah.
Absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, you're getting a young player. I do think Van Ness is also somebody that's pretty darn, like, I think he's a big reason why their rushing defense totals are so big. Like, he is a good run defender. I don't think he's quite the pass rusher that they were hoping he'd be. But I think he's a good run defender.
I think they really like Baron Sorrell, who they got from Texas.
He's a good player.
Yeah, and I wonder if and there's been some talk about they were kind of disappointed that management was really talking Van Ness up, like, mm-hmm. Oh, this was a guy. I think they traded up for him in the draft, and then it was like they kept talking him up like they were ready for him to make that jump.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's – I mean, I could say I'm just trying to – I haven't watched a bunch of Green Bay games since they played Dallas, but I just wondered if, in fact, that he's a guy that you can maybe – part with, or they would part with, and, you know, if that would be something that you would be interested in, being that they have Baron Sorrell.
I mean, he's a young player. He was fairly highly drafted along with Ezeraku. I think that would give you pretty good edges of the future if you could figure out a way to get him. As
yeah.
You know, Ezeraku really coming on strong here over the last couple of weeks and starting to get some excitement going, that maybe the Cowboys at least have one guy in that room that's a long-term starting level solution. Mark Davis was asked about Max Crosby again today. Up to this point, he said, you know, forget about it, not trading him. He said, go check with the GM and coach on Max Crosby. The door swings open. I think this is a very exciting story here for Cowboys fans, especially if you consider speculation is saying a one and a pick swap might get this done. Are you guys interpreting it the same way that Mark Davis's position on this has softened?
Yeah, I mean, I was even initially when this thing kind of got, you know, water thrown on it, I thought that there was still a possibility there that they could be open-minded to moving Max Crosby. I think when you're a Raiders team and Geno Smith certainly hasn't gone the way that you were hoping to, you're going to be in the quarterback market. And, you know, you're going to be juggling with teams like New Orleans and Cleveland and others that are also going to be wanting quarterbacks. And if you can put yourself in a position to have multiple ones, that's probably going to be what you need if you want to maybe leapfrog somebody to go get a guy that you value and are nervous that maybe one of these other teams will snipe him from you. So I think it is on the table, and I think the fact that Mark Davis has kind of taken a step back is really all you needed to hear.
I mean, you make that trade, and now maybe you end up so bad that you only win another game or two the rest of the way, and you end up with a top five pick yourself. Now you have somebody else's one, whether it's the Cowboys or the Packers one, to look at adding offensive linemen, because you really need that. Like Ashton right. Gentry is just not finding any room to run. So if you want to breathe life back into your organization, the quarterback protection running game, that's probably a better path to victory with additional draft assets than Max Crosby rushing the passer on your way back to respectability.
In a couple weeks, I get to take a peek at the Raiders. And I just, you know, if you look at the roster, you know, street free agent at tackle, third round pick, street free agent at center, second round pick. And that's Jackson Paris Johnson, Powers Johnson. Remember, we liked him a little bit. Remember how banged up he was? Was he the Oregon center sack that we?
Yes.
And so he's playing guard. And then DJ Glaze, third round pick. But they've got two third round guys, rookies sitting on the bench. This is a team that might, instead of pick swap, if you were to throw a one in and then give him an offensive lineman.
Give him a player.
Yeah, just let him. Okay, of these three young linemen, pick one.
Well, yeah.
That's what I would do.
And there's continuity. I think we've mentioned this maybe before, with T.J. Bass played with Powers Johnson at Oregon.
Sure.
So there's familiarity there with those two players.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bass would be the ideal guy to give, right? Because he's going to be – his contract is over at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to have a free agent market, although he's a restricted free agent. So you could probably
– I think Hoffman's out of contract too. I think both of them were one-year guys.
I would give him a choice. And much as I like Nate Thomas and stuff like that, because I want Nate Thomas to play right tackle, you know, I'd give him a chance. I'd say, listen, here's three offensive linemen. You take which one you want. We'll give you, you know, you're probably going to have to give your own first up. You're probably not going to let them get, you know, they're probably not going to take the Green Bay one.
Yeah, but that's fair for Crosby.
But they want Terrence Steele?
Well, that's, you know.
I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying, though. I don't know if a pro guy, how you're watching that tape and going, wow.
Maybe they like the way he blocks in space in the run game. Yeah. That he is damn good at that. I'm just trying to selling points.
He's a heat-seeking missile out there.
I just,
not good in pass protection.
I just, instead of having to give up, like, the extra pick, just go ahead and give him your pick, because you know it's probably going to be the higher of the two, and then say, pick a player.
Yeah.
Or you could say, okay, we'll pick swap with you, but you got to take Green Bay's pick. The pick swap is already going to be Green Bay's at the bottom and you're at the middle.
Man, that would be something if you could get Max Crosby for Green Bay's pick. That would be incredible.
Green Bay's business. Well, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, I bet I would assume that.
I wouldn't do it if I was the right.
Like, which pick's the higher one, which is going to be the Cowboys one. But yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to give you less, but I'm going to give you the better pick. You know, I'm not going to give you the Green Bay pick because that's the bottom, probably the bottom of the draft. And I'm going to give you the better of the pick, but you're not getting anything else more from me other than a player. And I don't have to give up the other ones or anything like that.
Well, the sportsbook odds do have the Cowboys as the favorite team to get Crosby, but not by a lot. They're at 2-1, the Patriots at 3-1, the Niners at 4-1, the Lions at 5, the Seahawks at 7. I mean, the odds are tight, Brian.
I know for a fact the 49ers are hunting edges. I know the 49ers are hunting edge.
And the Eagles are as well with the news today. Howie Roseman willing to give up two ones I've seen for Myles Garrett. And, you know, maybe he's willing to push that to even more. I certainly would, considering how salary cap friendly that contract is for the team trading for him. Cleveland would have to eat most of the cap hit for the next couple of years on it. Okay, CeeDee Lamb saying he absolutely wants George Pickens to remain in Dallas beyond this season. That's my guy. I feel like we've grown this bond in a matter of minutes. I want the best for him, whether that's him making the most money in the NFL at the position or whatever that looks like. But I do want him to win. What advice would he give to Pickens on dealing with Jerry Jones? Stay positive. Your money is going to come. And I think that bears out in what we've seen. Every player except for Micah Parsons, who did not stay patient and positive, he instead chose negotiating war. He ended up somewhere else. So that's a tough one because it could end up with a franchise tag and then you're doing that game of chicken in training camp and it could get weird. But if it does end up with a tag and a trade of George Pickens, I think that would be, you know, pretty good asset management. I've said it all along. I want to have Lamb and Pickens together long term. Like, this is just so much fun to watch both of these guys perform. But if you can't keep them and build out your defense next year, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess then you're just going to turn to, you know, and they might be planning on it anyway, like the draft. And I get it. There's questions there on, you know, their ability lately to evaluate and draft on defense. But that might be the way that they pivot because that's where you're able to get some players on the cheap. But I'm all for trying to keep those two together, man.
Dak on the trade deadline, quote, it definitely can help. I'm not going to shy away from saying that. Thank you, Dak.
Thank you.
Put a little pressure on this front office, make something happen, he said. But I will go back to what I said after the last game. I just encourage the guys in the locker room to do whatever they can this time to shut that talk up. What's crazy about that is if you go out there thinking, let's shut this talk up, you're going to make it more likely that you trade. If you're 4-4-1 at the deadline, like the way to make the trade conversations go away is by losing that game and sitting there at 3-5-1. I know that definitely, pause my thinking about being aggressive at the deadline. Okay, Mavs win, but stop me if you've heard this one before. Anthony Davis injured, happened on a rebound. He was dealing with Achilles tendonitis. I guess it's good that it didn't get really bad. Like when he started limping, I was like, oh no, what is this? And you heard Falwell and the guys on the TV talking about it, like, oh boy, and they went to break. You know, coming back, we had Bobby Carella on a couple of hours ago, and He looked into it. These injuries can be a couple of games for Achilles tendonitis, or it can be a month. So we'll hope for the best there with Anthony Davis. But if you are wishing for this season to go horribly bad so Nico gets fired and they get another lottery pick, this is a big step in that direction. Because without Davis now, Lively and Gafford, I don't know how you win games other than just making a bleep ton of shots here over the next, you know, couple of weeks or however long Anthony Davis is going to be out four. Okay, the lawsuits between the Stars and Mavericks continue. The court dates are coming up December 15th through 17th. I feel like I got a pretty good handle on what this comes down to. I don't think it's really the Stars moving their HQ to Frisco. What has happened here is the Mavs believe they had the right to negotiate on behalf of the Stars and did the deal with the city to keep them there, while the Mavs would have had the right to, you know, build an arena elsewhere. The Stars are saying, we didn't agree to you locking us into the AAC for this long. And I guess that would push him to 2035. So that disagreement, I think, set off this legal battle that ultimately led the Mavericks to scouring the contracts for any sort of a technicality they could then go after them for. But, you know, because they have not ever raised a single issue with them moving their corporate offices to Frisco in 2003. But that is sort of what this case hinges on. We'll check. How am I doing here? Do I have a decent understanding of what's going down?
I think you do. I mean, I think they definitely seem to be putting a lot on the Stars here. I mean, there's one team that definitely wants to get a new arena, and that's the Mavs. And I feel like from the Stars' perspective, it's like we're kind of open to whatever, but now we're really looking into it because of contingencies here. It seems like you're leaving the AAC, and what are we supposed to do? They're not going to be the only ones that can fit the bill, I think, for the American Airlines Center. So that's something where they're going to have to go somewhere else.
So did the Mavs negotiate this thing as a way of getting out of the AAC and giving the city back? Here you go. You can have the Stars still here if you let us out, and we'll pay for the building as part of the compensation for the Stars staying there.
Maybe it's a way. Yeah, it could be a way to appease the city of Dallas. Like, you still get a team, and we're going to go do whatever we want to do, wherever we want to do it.
We'll leave. You guys can keep the Stars. We'll build up the arena so the city of Dallas kind of wins. And I think that's why maybe the city of Dallas is saying we're siding with the Mavs at least. For now, because it makes sense for them financially, and you know, they get to keep the Stars. So I hope the Stars didn't on paper give up their ability to negotiate on their own behalf. It's kind of weird how, you know, the Mavs were able to do that. But since October of last year, this is really when it started, October of 2024, the Mavs have been withholding in arena proceeds that the Stars have had. So, I mean, at some point they had the power to just do whatever they wanted with the money that the Stars were making at their own games.
That's crazy.
And apparently it's into the, what, eight figures now. It's tens and tens of millions of dollars. Okay, what else do we have going on here? This week's Cowboys opponent has a couple of veteran players that might be available in trade. The Cardinals are sitting here at 2-5, and I think this one is interesting. Seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro Buda Baker has apparently become available. He's sitting at 29 years old. He's under contract for two more seasons after this one. And apparently in Arizona, they've done such a good job at stockpiling safety talent, including Jalen Thompson, who's on the final year of his contract. He might be available as well. And he's a really good player. Like, looking up his scores and what people are saying about him, he's one of the reasons that they feel like we can get rid of Buda Baker and keep this guy, or maybe both guys are available for the safety needy Cowboys. I'm going to have an eye on that Arizona secondary this week.
He'd be a massive upgrade. Buda Baker is an absolute stud. Can do a lot for you on the back end. Got an update on Ferg. He hit some bad traffic on the way home, so it's looking a little closer to probably like 5 minutes, 5:45.
Okay, let's do this. Let's hit the G-Bag of the Day now. We'll get Fergie on here in about 5 minutes. We'll go take you to the Top LA Live coming up at 6. Here we go.
The old Omaha at the line of scrimmage.
Omaha!
Omaha. Omaha. Here's Lucius in the pickup.
Bum, bum, bum.
Aye. I'm here listening to some stuff. I'll play it for LA Live later. Oh, it's a crazy little song. Shout out to them girls making that music, man. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. If there's anything you think I should be playing, don't matter where it comes from. Near, far, wide. I'm playing that thing, man. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Day number two, going for three of this champion audio right here. In the right folder. All right, yeah, The Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, his special co-host, Blake Elliott. Blake Elliott needs a little history lesson, you know what I mean?
I didn't want to hear about my KU Jayhawks after I'd already said that they're terrible. But no, Blake comes in swashbuckling, loud, not listening to even the slightest bit of radio on the way in, and then just slaps me around for 3 minutes straight after I'd already said, I know.
I Monica Lewinsky'd you.
No.
No,
you didn't. No.
Is that the right way to use it?
No. In fact, I would not want you to Monica Lewinsky me. You said you studied and you researched it, but that comment alone tells me that you didn't. Okay? That comment right there tells me that you didn't. Because if you knew what Monica Lewinsky did, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you surely would.
Definitely would not.
Especially like that. I'm Monica Lewinsky, Jew.
Such confidence.
I'm Monica Crazy. What are you doing, bro?
Evening radio has never been that unhinged.
All right, let's see.
A lot.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Carter, let me know when Ferg jumps in the building. You know what I'm talking about. All right, thank you, sir. My man. Now, these aren't ones. I'm going to get these out the way real quick because I don't know what was Dawson talking about right here.
Uh-oh.
If you're not familiar with butt crack sports, you don't know what's going on.
I got butt cracked?
If you just turn onto the radio station, if you're just new to the G-Bag Nation, and you're not familiar with the term butt crack and what we mean by it here, you'll hear Dawson say this.
I mean, that's just raw data right there. There's no butt crack about it.
Like, damn, what? Wait, no, what? Did I hear that right? Let me put this package down. What'd you say, bro?
No ball sack either.
Ball sack.
Pure facts.
How about our guy Woolchuck? This would be a combo, I guess. We'll do Dawson and Woolchuck combo.
Yeah.
I got Woolchuck. I love how much confidence you deliver these lines with, bro.
Here was one that did percolate from Monday night. Eli Manning. What's his son going to go as Halloween as? I looked right over at Eric and was like, I don't know what I just said.
Much confidence, bro.
That was like slowly ever so evening.
I love it. What's his son going to go as Halloween as? Take it away, Lucius.
Thanks, Lucius.
I got to hit it again, bro.
Here was one that did percolate from Monday night. Eli Manning. What's his son going to go as Halloween as?
Yeah. He's so confident.
Oh, wow. What a schmuck.
Yeah. Everybody likes some Halloween ass.
What do you call his Halloween ass?
NBA Showtime. Is that the prime show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With Melo and Vince Carter?
Yes, sir. Vince Carter. Our man Vince Carter. It got a little late for him. He started joking around on the set with Melo.
For me, I played kind of recently, right? So I understood the mentality of the load manager. Yep. I understood the conversation and the dialogue.
But did you enjoy it when they tried to manage your load?
No, because I'm... I was different.
Whoa.
Melo said... usually in the post game.
Melo said, huh? Wait, huh? Craziness. What should I do here? We got Coach JB, and we got a very odd interaction between a repo man and someone he knows that almost shot him.
Oh.
Almost took his head off. Repo man is a tough job.
Yes.
Know? Oh, it really is on TV. My favorite one is the guys that repo the airplanes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get my banker on the phone.
Yeah.
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 You're just keeping your fingers crossed there's gas in that thing?
Yeah, they basically they're rolling them out of the hangar like they're distracting. They're distracting
That's
people
craziness.
And then they're going in doing a check and then they're firing those things up as like cars are coming after them and they're taking them off. It's fascinating. It's a great
tough job. You got to have that piece on you, man.
Yep.
Very odd interaction right here. Repo man almost got shot by someone he knew. He was going there taking that Challenger. I think it was a Dodge Charger. Oh, hold up. I see somebody.
Oh.
We'll do that later. Hold on. My man's in the building.
Here we go. All right.
He's in the building.
It is time now.
Lucky boy.
For the Jake Ferguson Show, we'll resume G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up here at the top of the hour. The Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of your Dallas Cowboys. And a good evening, sir. How the heck you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. We're looking forward to Monday night football. How was practice?
It was good. It's been a little chilly out there, but other than that, it's been good.
Now, we had a little bit of a scare with DeMarvian Overshown walking off the field. Everything okay with his thumb?
Oh, yeah. I don't even – it's not that crazy when you don't hear much about it. So
okay.
I'm sure he's not.
That is good to know. Now, how crazy was the elevation up there? Was that a factor at all?
For me, personally, no, not really. I didn't feel it. I feel like, I think we talked about this last time, but I said, like, I feel like it's more of the, like, once you get tired faster, but like, it's not detrimental, if that makes sense. Like, it just feels like there's a little bit extra more weight on your chest.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Okay, so how you guys feeling about bouncing back? Maybe like you did after that Carolina game, put up another 40 burger here. How you guys feeling?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it starts with like a good week of prep, great week of prep. But yeah, we're stacking days right now. And, you know, the whole message we've got this week is, you know, let's start a streak. Let's start a streak. That talks about goose eggs, wins, all that stuff. So great mentality going into this week for sure.
Well, you guys have been crushing it home on offense. We this week there was some chatter about, like, is the offense the same on the road? Is there anything to that? Is that like a crowd noise thing, a communication thing? Have you guys talked about that at all?
We've talked about it. You guys got me still?
Yeah, we got
sir.
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, that can't be the, like, we're going to play away games. We're going to play home games. That's the way it is. And, like, you can't, that can't be an excuse. And we've talked about that. And, you know, we practice with, when we're going to away games, we practice with the music blaring loud and you can't hear the people right next to you. So, I mean, it shouldn't be an excuse and it's not an excuse, but yeah, we got to pick it up on the road. And then, you know, at home, you could say a whole bunch of stuff, but you know, it's home. And like you said, you can hear the cadence, you can hear a couple other things. So it might help in that sense, but it shouldn't be an excuse.
How about the utmost respect for teams now putting cornerbacks on you covering you? Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm watching the you know, Johnny Barron, who we watched last year in the draft coming out of Texas and stuff. And you know, what a fine corner he is. And man, just him getting a cover on you stuff. Seems how that's when people are going to try and play you from now on, huh?
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm bigger than most corners. So.
What do you think about playing on Monday Night Football? Like, growing up, I felt Monday night was the big game, but I don't know if it's like the same anymore. We got Thursday night, we got Sunday night. Is Monday night still awesome for you?
Yeah, I love Monday Night Football. I still remember watching it as a kid with the little song they do. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Monday night's Monday Night Football. It's prime time. I love it. But at the same time, we have a message that we kind of preach. You know, it's every game, you don't make it any bigger than it is. You don't want to make it any crazier or any, the lights any brighter than they are. At the end of the day, we've got our prep and we got to stick to our prep. And then we just go out there on game day and go. Could be any day of the week.
That being said, how do you feel about it being a must win game here at 3-4-1? Where do you come out on those?
To me, honestly, everything's a must-game win, and that sounds cliche, but or must-win game. But
I like must-game win.
Yeah,
must-game win.
But yeah, I mean, that just gives you another opportunity, another championship opportunity. And Shoddy talks about that all the time. It's another opportunity to showcase who we are as a team, and you know, do what we do. And I don't think we've put together even close to a whole game yet. I don't even know if we've put together a whole quarter, because I've seen some stuff from our team, offense, defense, special teams included. That's really good stuff. And once we put it all together, it's going to be really cool.
Jake Ferguson with us here on The Fan. How much does the offense sort of evolve with like whatever it was you guys were doing in week one compared to what you're doing now? Is it sort of ever changing that way?
Yeah, it's sort of always evolving in the sense of, like, let's say we've ran the first 3 weeks we ran – like, we break it up into quarters sometimes. But the first couple weeks, we were really heavy on certain gap scheme plays. And then, you know, we might go in the next week and, you know, they're game planning that gap scheme, or they're like, oh, this is one of their favorite runs that they do. They're heavy in this run. So then we might have some, you know, action passes or just different stuff to marry that up. So it's not always looking the same, and it doesn't always, like, we try to have a variety of formations, motions, shifts, all that stuff within a play. So it's not an immediate tell. Hey, they're running this gap scheme right now. Like, we want to show that look, or we want to run that play out of different looks and different, you know, formation, stuff like that.
I love it. Okay. So what about the Halloween stuff? Any Halloween parties going down? How do you guys navigate those waters?
So I'm just a young buck, you know, I'm really learning. I'm trying to put together something, what we could do. It's bye week next week. We don't want to look too far ahead. But at the same time, it's Halloween. I'm hearing it from my girl. Uh-huh. She wants to dress up. I'd like to say we go kick some tail on Monday night and then Tuesday night, a little Halloween bash or something like that.
Fergie house party? I mean,
not at my house.
Not at your house. Okay.
who would be the person to host a party like that?
Oh. So probably like an O lineman or something.
Okay.
We'll put it on them. So we were joking about it today and we were like, T Steele's house. And he's like, no way.
Hey, are you handing out, you and your gal handing out the full size candy bars? Are we going?
Oh, man.
The little one. This is a big thing, man.
That's right here. You want to see
candy? Yeah. Yes, please.
Let's see the candy treasure chest.
Welcome to my crib.
We should honestly do a MTV Cribs.
We should.
With Fergie. You should take us on a tour one of these days.
Through the fridge and everything.
Now oh my gosh.
We got a treasure chest of candy.
That's an actual.
This is it right here.
Great.
And then we've got real, like, gas station sized nerd clusters that we're handing out to kids.
Dude, there you go. The nerd clusters are underrated, man. Those are freaking delicious. What's the goat of Halloween candy for you?
Oh, man. I'm a sour guy. I love sour. You know what I've really, in my newly found old age, I've really come to love Werther's.
Wait, you were a young buck Werther. Now you're an older man.
Werther's original, bro.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to follow us here.
Transitional phase.
With the Werther, the little caramel Werther's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good.
It was a real deal.
So, okay, what about like Halloween at Wisconsin? Like college Halloween? How hard in the paint did we go for Halloween? Because I feel like on a college campus, Halloween's incredible.
I was mostly just drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But
best costume?
Yeah, my best costume. I don't think we had anything crazy. I honestly don't remember.
Fair enough.
Not good, but
Jake Ferguson show on 105 through the fan.
What, you guys got a couples costume situation you're workshopping right now?
Yeah, we're trying to be Captain Jack Sparrow.
There you go.
What's her name? Elizabeth Swan.
Nice.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, and then I wanted to do like Bonnie and Clyde. I thought that would have been cool, but
it would be. But you don't get saying
and then
that.
I just got her on Game of Thrones. She wanted to do Daenerys Targaryen and
Drogo. Yeah.
Or I would have been a dragon. That would have been good.
That would have been sick.
Yeah, that would have been really good.
That'd be awesome. Okay, now I have been curious about this because I see your buddies on television doing some acting, right? I got CeeDee Lamb doing some Old Spice commercials. We know Dak's been doing all sorts of – well, how do you grade the acting of your teammates? And do you ever bust their chops? Are you trying to weasel into one of these commercials or what?
Hey, I'm huge. So I actually took acting class in college. So it's hard. Acting is hard. And I give them huge props. Solomon Thomas is doing plays on Broadway, which is unbelievable. Yeah. I'd like to get into it, but I just need to be the guy in the first 10 minutes who dies. Like, that's all I need. That's what, you know what I mean? Like, kill me off early and I'll be good.
We can get you in the next John Wick movie.
The first guy he killed.
There we go. You, like Boban.
How much do you guys talk about that coming to the Cowboys? Like, man, if I blow up, I can get me a TV commercial here pretty soon.
Not too much. I mean, it's not like that, I wouldn't say. The only time I ever said that was we did like a couple years ago, we did something with Yellowstone. And I was big into Yellowstone, like huge. And I was like, I need to get in the show and die in the show. Because that's always been my thing. I need to – I want to act, but I want to die early.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the nomination for the Salute to Service Award, man. How did you find out about that, and what does that nomination mean to you?
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea. They surprised me in the team meeting. I think there was a video on it today or something like that. But I had just been at the National Medal of Honor Museum – doing stuff with, I was speaking for the character playbook. I'm basically talking to a bunch of young kids about integrity and stuff like that. And did that this past weekend or this past Tuesday, and then they told me on Wednesday. But no, it's a huge, huge, huge honor. You know, I've always been a military guy. I've got military family. And I just have a huge respect for everyone who has served and everybody who is serving right now. And I mean, the honor that I got to be the Dallas Cowboys nominee is huge to me. And then I just want to keep it going, keep it going. Dak has us working with a group called O2X, who is former military guys, girls. And they would teach us a little bit about brotherhood and stuff like that. But those guys I've become really close with, and hearing their stories and hearing, you know, some of the stuff that they could teach us and stuff like that, it's super powerful, and it really hits home for me. It truly is an honor.
Jake Ferguson wrapping up with him ahead of this Cardinals game Monday night against the Cowboys. Have you heard that Kyler Murray has never lost at AT&T Stadium going back to high school? He's like, what is it, Volchuk, 9-0?
Yeah.
It's 9-0?
Yeah, 9-0.
That'd be pretty sweet. Give him his first L.
He's been pretty damn awesome there.
I've never lost against the Cardinals at AT&T Stadium either.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go. We'll drink to that.
I don't know. Come on.
Something's got to give,
Dub
man.
City.
Give them hell. Something's we'll be pulling for you. Take care,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
There he goes.
Sir. You guys have a good one.
You Thank too. You. There he goes. Jake Ferguson. Have a great Halloween. And Monday night, we'll have a two-hour G-Bag Nation 2-4. Then Chief and Broadus will take over with the pregame show live from AT&T Stadium. The Jake Ferguson Show every Thursday about 5:35 here on The Fan. We'll come back. Brought to you by Miller Lite, proud sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll finish up that G-Bag of the day, get you to LA Live and more right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.